You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. Our associate pastors are Father Gary Hogan and Father Eric Wagner. And now, enjoy the podcast.
He's got the whole world in his hands. Come on, you guys know this one, right? He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. Excellent. Wonderfully done. All right, we can keep going, right? But we know the song. We probably learned it as little kids, right? Many of us learned that a long, long time ago. Old spiritual. He's got the whole world in his hands. To sum it all up, that's today's message. That's it. That's today's good news. It really doesn't get a whole lot better than that, does it? To know that, to know that God has the whole world in his hands. For 6 weeks, we have celebrated the resurrection in one way or another. For 6 weeks, it has been the season of Easter. First, we heard stories of how Christ overcame death, that most fundamental fear, that most fundamental thing that we associate, oh man, that is part of this world and we don't want it. Overcame it. He's got the whole world in his hands. And then we moved through Easter season and we spent time reflecting on those who are ministers. Good Shepherd Sunday, right? We spent time thinking about how we encounter Christ in the Eucharist again and again in our readings. Reminding us through signs and wonders that Christ is indeed risen, that Christ is with us, and not only that, finally, today, we arrive at Ascension Sunday, and we hear a simple, straightforward message that we've heard from the time we were kids. He's got the whole world in his hands. A wonderful message. So simple, so straightforward. That's what we celebrate today. That's what we hear today in our readings, all of them reminding us of that basic point of faith, that God's got the whole world in his hands. And we're given an assignment, a job description, if you will, right? So it's been the work of God. We've been reflecting on the wonderful works of Christ in our lives and in the life of the church for the last 6 weeks. And today, as we hear that God has the whole world in his hands, we get the job description of letting people know that. It's not just for me. It's not just for us priests. It's not just for a few select from among us. It's our job as followers of Christ to let the world know that God's got it in its hands. God's got the whole world in his hands. That's our job, every one of ours. To call ourselves Christians, to call ourselves followers of those disciples who heard that message so many years ago, is to say, we accept that responsibility. We'll take it on. Yeah, we'll proclaim that basic truth. God's got the world in his hands. Now, let's face it, that responsibility sometimes either makes us look crazy or it's just really hard. Right? You go into work, you start singing that spiritual around the water cooler at work, somebody's going to go, wow, you've lost it. You snapped. Cool song, I remember that from my childhood, but not so much a normal daily occurrence. You know what? It was the same kind of reaction that the apostles had. If we heard it today in the Acts of the Apostles. The scene is amazing, right? The scene is a wonderful one. The risen Jesus is standing there communicating with, talking to them. The risen Jesus is talking to the disciples. I'm saying it a third time because it's ridiculously amazing. The risen Jesus is talking with his followers, letting them know just how amazing life will be for them, letting them know of their promise that the Spirit will be with them, sending them out to let them know that you got to share this message. And the immediate response is, but aren't you gonna like take over? And I don't want to. They're questioning right away. Right away, the only words out of the followers of Jesus' mouth in the Acts of the Apostles today is a question. But aren't you gonna usher in the kingdom? When are you gonna finish this up? They didn't want to do it. They knew that it probably meant they might look a little crazy from time to time. They knew that it was going to be tough. And yet that's the invitation that we hear today. I think in the gospel we have a better idea of how to deal with it, right? How to deal with the difficulty of just saying, God's got the whole world in his hands. God is really in charge here. That really, the resurrection is something that we can all experience, that we can all hope for. We can hope to be united with God because of Christ's resurrection and ascension. We can say that without having to say that if we look at today's gospel. In the gospel, there's a whole list of things that are given that are signs of death, right? Indications that death is probably right around the corner. It's very much a part of the lives of the people to whom that gospel was written by Mark. Right? Handling snakes is a very dangerous task. And those who will follow Christ, who will proclaim this wonderful message, will be able to handle snakes. I hate snakes. I'm not going to do that. They're gross. Maybe the language thing, right? They talk about speaking lots of languages. I'm kind of okay with that. I'll learn the languages. I'll go into those weird, awkward cultural moments where, at least at that time, they definitely could have meant death, treason, you know, espionage, that sort of thing. If you could speak languages, you're probably going to be negotiating some pretty difficult situations. I'm kind of willing to do that, a little bit. What were some of the other things? Facing demons. Driving out demons in the name of Jesus. Don't hear too much of that these days. Not a whole lot of that going on. A little spooky to me, not going to lie. Right? But every one of those things listed is simply a straightforward sign to the people who would have first heard it that death is around. That death is very much a part of this world. And those of us who are followers of Christ are called to respond to it and to say, it doesn't have power anymore. That's how we start to say, God's got the whole world in his hands. If we start to say in our lives, in very concrete ways, death doesn't have the power, God does, we're starting to make a difference. We're starting to do that job that we're given today. A simple, straightforward example. So we're called to look in our lives then, right? To look in our lives, to look around our world and say, okay, where is death? where is death having effect in our world? And I can look around and go, wow, well, third world country over here, people starving over there, that's not good there, that's another, oh yeah, I could name plenty of places around this globe where bad stuff's happening. But we're going to walk out onto Main Street in Columbia, Illinois. We can't kid ourselves. Death has an effect here. Maybe not power, but it's still around. The example, it's difficult economic times. Chances are really good every one of us in some way or another in this room right now has been affected by that. In some form or fashion, these economic times are a kind of death that we all face, a real threat to our well-being, to our way of life. If we find the courage, then, as followers of Christ, to simply be responsible with our finances, to tie back where we need to let go of some luxuries when they are really luxuries, right? If we find ourselves able to be economically, financially, to be fiscally responsible, in times of death like this, in times of economic trial like we're in, that to me is a pretty good sign that we're witnessing to that basic reality of our faith, that God's got the whole world in His hands. That we're being the body of Christ by saying, I'm willing to sacrifice those things that I count as luxuries because I don't have the income right now and it's more financially responsible for me to do that. That's living up to the job description. There are plenty of ways, and we all know this, in which death, in which life is threatened. Death comes into our lives in different ways. Today we're invited to look at those, to seriously assess them and say, it doesn't have power here anymore. That's not an easy thing to do, but that's what today is all about. That's what believing that God really does have the whole world in His hands, every single one of us. Believing that is a remarkable start, and it's a call to be able to look at those death moments in our lives and simply say, no, life is going to win. We have some ladies here whose call, I believe, for our own parish is to say, hey, let's bring more life to this parish. We're pretty alive. I'm not going to lie. We're pretty alive. But let's bring more life, right? So there's some ladies here who are responsible for our Acts retreat, the team leaders. Is that correct? I see a few nods. I know that you're here. I know that you're here, ladies. At this time, I'd invite you to come forward for a blessing and for your commissioning for our Acts team.